History books are under increasing focus as teachers look at ways to create more inclusive classrooms. Some teachers want a more holistic look at history, particularly in the U.S. when it comes to race and indigenous people. Amherst College Native American Studies professor Kiara Vigil works to bring those stories to light.
I'm not ashamed to say I have cried in the archives because sometimes the things that I'm reading are touching because you know these people who were once living and were experiencing a lot of adversity and a lot of oppression. So it's interesting to grow up in the greater Boston area and learn about Native people or history. I think most folks learn about it through the first Thanksgiving, right? The Wampanoag and the Pilgrims. And then Native people seem to drop out of the narrative. You learn about them again in terms of the 19th century and the Cherokee and the Trail of Tears. And then that's kind of it. I'm Dakota and Apache heritage, as well as Irish and Mexican. I still can't remember exactly if it was like third grade or fifth grade. My dad gave me this book, and I think it was like a history of the Sioux people or something like that. It was shaped rectangularly, like it was kind of the long way, which was an interesting thing. And it had a burnt orange cover. But I also remember sitting up in my bed at night before bed, and I'd read it. It was very clear that that was a kind of missing piece in a bigger puzzle, you know, stories, histories that I wasn't getting immediate access to in school. So I had to kind of do supplementary reading on my own. And that just continued throughout life, you know, in elementary, high school, and then college. And so it's not surprising to me that I found my way into being a teacher of history, a teacher of literature and culture. I'm honored to be able to kind of share their stories and add them back in to a history where they were always there, even if we didn't realize it. This last spring, for the first time, I taught a class called Native Futures. To teach a class on Native futures was very intentional to think, you know, to not talk about Native people just in terms of the past or their contributions to the past, but also, you know, their contributions to the present and then how that might have ramifications for the future. 2/3 of the class are Native. They were all from different places, you know, Hawaii and Chumash country, Ojibwe, Lenape, Potawatomi, Isleta Pueblo. My California natives were especially happy to have their people as part of the class. I think we all know about the gold rush, but we don't think about how for indigenous communities, there were devastating effects. Some of these mining communities, not only were they ravaging the land, but they literally were destroying people and families. And so that was hard for my California natives to read those stories and have access to that information in a way they never had before, but it's also empowering. And I think the other students in the class had a similar experience with that. Your consciousness just expands just a little bit, right? Because you just start to think, okay, maybe I didn't quite have a handle on everything, you know, about, you know, this place that I'm living in. Like when I teach an introduction to Native Studies course called Rethinking Pocahontas, there's a way in which once we get to Thanksgiving break, no student is going home or to a friend's house for Thanksgiving without asking the question, so wait, what is Thanksgiving about? When was the first Thanksgiving really? How did this whole holiday come? Wait, huh? How do I think about this? It's like they start seeing Indians everywhere is really the feeling that they get, and they can never go back after that. You can't unsee it. You can't unlearn it. This is the wonderful thing about learning.
Kiara Vigil is a Native American Studies professor at Amherst College. This story was produced by WBUR's Carrie Young.